This is an Encounter Co. podcast. Enjoy. Hey, want a break from the ads?
Yes, please.
Want me to tell you how to get this show ad-free forever for just the price of a cup of coffee?
Yes, please.
What if I told you that not only could you get this show ad-free, but you can get access to loads of other goodies, such as The Table Talk Show, a bi-weekly talk show where the cast of The Encounter Table get together and discuss their favorite moments of each episode, answer listener questions, and more.
Yeah,
but what if I told you that's not all? What if I also told you that depending on your tier, you can get access to all of our stretch goal mini campaigns, uncut episodes with editor notes, random bi-weekly bonus content that can be like literally anything, like a Smash or Pass drinking game, the cast playing Mafia, Jackbox party games on Discord.
Oh my god, shut up, just shut up, just shut up, shut up, shut up and tell me. Fuck.
Okay. You just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod.
Oh, it's that easy, huh? Just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod?
Yeah, dude. patreon.com/theencountertablepod. Or, you know, you could just go to the episode description.
Huh. That is easy. Can we get back to the show now?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Hey there, just a quick heads up from the editor's booth. This episode, we do finally get face-to-face with Jason, Scott's transphobic, racist, piece-of-shit stepdad. That being said, there will be some moments that are a little intense and deal with problematic topics, so listener's discretion is advised.
The Encounter Table is an explicit podcast meant for adult listeners only. If you're under 18, don't worry. We won't tell your mother, but we could. We do know her. Intimately.
I take great offense to that. But regardless, yeah, you fucking nerds.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Encounter Table, a D&D real play podcast about three unlikely, unfortunate fellas who have been traveling across dimensions, hunting down the generals of an evil, despicable cult, all in an attempt to kill their leader, an evil little bitch boy named Marvin, and get the fuck out of Ocursus and head back home.
Get the fuck out of Ocursus and head back home!
Yeah, for our ADHD listeners, that's, you got trapped. This show was reviewed over on Spotify by Adam with, like, the sunglasses cool guy emoji and the thumbs up emoji.
Adam!
And Adam said, bro, dot, dot.
Adam.
I love Scott. Give him a break. Skull emoji. I love this podcast, but why is it always Scott? ! We
don't know.
Don't know where he was going with the rest of that.
Was that like the latest episode?
Yeah.
Was that on the episode where like we figured out it's Jason?
Yep. That's on episode 29 or 39.
What did you say his name was again?
Adam.
Adam, I'm sorry, but no.
Adam, Luke keeps asking for it.
Luke's been a bad boy.
I'm the biggest masochist when it comes to roleplay. I'm sorry.
Luke shows up to records in a gimp suit, and we always have to tell him to take the latex off.
So we understand you with that gag in your mouth, buddy.
I showed up to this record 20 minutes after having a real-world panic attack, and I thought, it's okay, this will be good for the show!
Oh my god. Luke's fucking committed. He makes sure to book therapy on days that we record, so he's like, hey, make me cry.
Literally.
I want to suffer.
Give me something to work out publicly in a safe role-play setting.
I like to.
That's what I do.
No, we love him for it. My name is Brandon Hall, and I play Dexter Turner, the hex sword swinging, divine smiting, shield wielding, hoodie wearing, beanie giving away, friend protecting, mom fucking, weeping little lion boy of the crew. Who? Someone give me a word.
PlayStation.
PlayStation. When Dex was like 8 or 9, he really wanted a PS2 so that he could play the Kingdom Hearts games. But times were in the Turner household, and his parents told him, like, you know, sorry, buddy, we won't be able to get it for you. But he was okay with that. You know, they told him that they'd get him some like new skate shoes, and like he was content. But then on Christmas Day, he opened up his two presents, and it was the pair of skate shoes that he wanted and also a PS2 with a copy of Kingdom Hearts 1.
Oh, that's so cute.
Let's go.
Let's that's fucking so cute. Go, dude.
That's a win. Let's go. It's a fucking win.
Kingdom
that's
Hearts a win. Is a massive win.
A gamer win.
We are joined this week, as per usual, by my dear friend Luke Godfrey.
What up, gamers? My name's Luke Godfrey. I play Scott Travis, the gamer boy turned druid, who a couple years back really wanted those LEDs that go on the back of your TV and like show the colors of whatever's on the screen. Yeah. But they were too expensive, so he put up some regular RGB LEDs on it that you could just manually change the color of. And for a month straight, there was a period of time where he would try to change the colors as fast as he could to keep up with what was happening on the screen.
That's fucking committed.
The only reason it ever stopped is because his mom got really sick of it.
Sorry, hiccup.
What was that?
Yeah, dude, your mom got sick of you.
Sorry, dude.
Sucks to suck. Just mean goofy.
Murder. You're a bitch.
I did it.
Max, I killed your mom.
No. No one will believe you.
The demons told me to. We are also joined by our resident baby boy, Joseph LaJoyce.
A resident baby boy.
I hope I still am worthy of that title. I feel like I've been saying some pretty questionable things.
Joe, we're the ones that are accusing you of the questionable things that you aren't actually saying, and now you actually believe that you're saying bad things? This is how baby boy you are.
Yeah. I mean, people say Asterion is like the baby girl, and he's kind of a bad boy, so.
Yeah, he's kind of an awful person.
Yeah. I could fix him, guys.
Yeah.
But with that beautiful introduction, I'll try to live up to it. My name is Joe LaJoyce. I play Preston Adelin on this beautiful show, DM'd by this beautiful DM, who we have not introduced yet. You do not know who he is, and you'll never know.
You have no idea.
Accuse it. Yeah, you'll never
fucking I don't know. Exist.
It could.
You'll never guess it, guys. You'll never guess
who
it.
Who was that? Anyway, I play Preston Adelin on this show, the draconic half-elf sorcerer whose fun fact of the day is that he would spend many an hour in the local PetSmart looking at all of the cool spiders and lizards because, yes, he was not scared of them. He actually really liked them. He was a lizard boy.
He was a lizard boy.
Hell yeah.
She was a gizzard girl.
Oh.
Oh, gizzard with lizards.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I love that band. I was going to shamelessly, represent, that was going to be baby. My shameless plug for the next table talk.
You can still use it. It's a
ice
great band.
My roommates fucking adored them.
Listeners. You know them. You love them.
I do.
His mustache is remarkable. His eyes are piercing. His voice is like blended up rubies and emeralds. His name is Austin. J. Norton.
Hello everyone, it's me, Austin J. Norton. It's my actual voice right here.
For fun fact about me, I want you guys to give me a word and I'm going to make one up on the spot.
Pineapple.
It's better than I was going to say. Go for it.
My favorite fruit is pineapple, actually. But fun fact about me, my favorite flavor of like fruit drink flavor is grape. And I want it to taste as much not like a real grape as possible.
That's the best kind of grape flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. I want it to just taste like purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, dude. For sure, dude.
So I know that's not as good as my virginity story, but
no, you're good.
Grab your dice and pick up.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that I love hearing and learning new things about you. Because I love you, and I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you, too. I was going to not, but I felt too mean. So. Grab your dice, pick up your mice, and drink some water with some ice. I'm your DM for the remainder of this arc, Norton. Welcome to the encounter table. You guys were standing on a hill overlooking the town of Torchlight. What was your guys' first move? You guys, what do you guys want to do here?
Would they know who we are? Should we like go down in disguises or something like that?
You're not sure.
I mean, even if they did know, we kind of already know what we're here for, right?
Yeah, that's fair. You said there was, so you described this last episode, Nort. There's the town, and then there's like a side of the town that's just got a bunch of these like military-esque tents.
Yeah, I'll just read it for us.
Yeah, sure.
The town of Torchlight is separated in two by a large, fast-running river. You see numerous large grain mills lining the riverside. The noises of calming rushing water, creaking of the grain mills, and the sound of cows mooing fill your ears as you reach the edge of town. Another thing you notice is that most of these buildings only seem to go up to two stories max, and no signs of the industrialization can be found here you've seen in every other village, town, city before. An elderly dwarf tends a rice paddy, and off in the distance you see a halfling riding an ox that is plowing a field. Rising up on the eastern side of the city are large tents, all with dark green tone to them. Smoke rises from many bonfires in that area. You also know, just kind of at the hill, you see that there are numerous stores. There's like a really fancy guardhouse, and there's a pretty decent sized tavern.
Okay. So. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Jason's the kind of person who has complete and utter disregard for other people, right?
100%.
Okay.
He's also the type of person who would have the biggest tent. Do I see, like, one tent that's just, like, obnoxiously bigger than the rest of them?
Yeah.
He's probably in there.
Okay. I think we should try to minimize casualties. From everything you've said, he's a coward. He might try to get a civilian hurt to make us stop. So maybe we move into, like, some farmland, pay some of the farmers to get the fuck out of there, start causing a scene.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I still got plenty of cash on me.
I mean, yeah. I've got...
We're kind of loaded.
I've got just over 1,000. I'm sure that could pay for any kind of damages to the farmland that we bought to cause.
Dude, a quarter of that could.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Let's head up that one next to the tents.
Scott.
What?
I asked you a question.
And I chose not to answer it. We can deal with that after we get through this. That's what you're always telling me, right? And then he walks away.
Don't be a hypocrite, Scott. It's not about what I'm always saying. What is it that you are always saying to us? 30 seconds to speak your mind isn't going to kill you. If anything, it could wind up saving your life.
Okay, my mind is a complete clusterfuck of emotions and thoughts right now.
Are you scared?
Terrified.
That's okay. Do you trust Preston and I?
With my life.
Same. Do you believe in us?
Yeah, of course.
You included.
I, I mean, yeah.
Dex puts a hand on Scott's shoulder. Look in my eyes. Scott, you're strong enough. Say it.
I'm strong enough.
Good. Good.
Strong enough to do what I gotta do. I gotta kill him. I gotta kill him. I just gotta get it over with.
Hey, just my two cents.
Yeah.
It's not just you that has to fight him, you know. It's don't feel like that you have to bear the brunt of this whole thing by yourself. I know he's not our stepdad, but it still doesn't mean that
he's hurting
someone we care
about. It'd feel weird if I didn't. You know?
Absolutely. I'm just saying, whatever you need from us, just...
It'd be like if Dex was the one that went and talked to Kathy.
That probably would have been less effective.
Yeah, way less effective, dude.
not because you can't talk to people. I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, I get it. Like, you're like an emotional surgeon, and I'm like an emotional jackhammer.
Emotional jackhammer is the name of my first sex tape.
Fuck, that's good. Ugh.
Sorry for being kind of dickish there at first.
Nah, man.
Nah, you don't have to apologize for anything, buddy.
Couldn't even imagine what you're feeling right now.
What do I say?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything.
Scott, this is your world. He's just invading in it.
Oh, fuck. That was way better than what I was going to say.
Okay. I know I'm not going to be able to work through whatever this is until we do this.
Hey. Gotta do what we gotta do, right?
Yeah. I do what we gotta do. Gotta do it. But yeah, if there's like a farm or some farmland that's like closest to where their tents are set up at, I think that's where we want to go.
So yeah, in order to get to that, you have to go through the town. Because the tents are about... here. The tents are on the eastern edge of Torchlight, about half a mile before you'd hit the dairy and pig farms that are out there. So, I mean, you can just go around everything, but you'd have to find a way over the wall. You'd have to ford the river. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Oh, this is perfect. If and when I start to see like the dairy and pig farms, I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I can just tell the animals to get the hell out of town for a little bit, and then nobody loses their shit.
Yeah,
I mean, but what if that family of pigs there just bought some land and they're planning on?
Also, I'm a druid. I can grow whatever burns down back.
You can do that. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
We're good.
I was just trying to make a fun of you guys. I'm nervous.
So,
sorry, Kristen. What was the joke?
Just so I know, you guys are walking. You're walking through the town, right?
Yes, we're walking through the town at this point.
Okay.
Oh, I'm strutting. I was outside of what's happening at this very moment.
I say we parked our nerves on the edge of town. Just yeah,
Preston feels lighter, but he feels good.
I'm amped. I think amped is a good word. I'm like itching for a fight, but it's like I'm in a good headspace.
Oh,
for it.
Yeah, him and Kathy fucked.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but
he's about a quart lighter at this point.
Jesus, me and Joe had sex.
Yeah, I had sex with our dungeon master. No big deal. Jealous.
You can tell by the way I use my walk.
Walking into the town of Torchlight, you all four of you draw several pairs of eyes, all seemingly to be judging you with a prejudice that only comes with a small world town. Almost as if they are preparing ways to defend themselves from some great threat. Like, it's not necessarily like really threatening, but it's like, you're like different, like people. You are decked out in a gear.
Yeah, we're wielding like magical items, and we're like dressed in this fucking
wearing a neon pink hoodie.
If you ever make eye contact with them, they will like give that like white person smile. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like,
yep,
like the one. Nod.
Preston doesn't understand that they're uncomfortable, so he's like smiling and like, he's like, have no fear. We're here to help.
Yeah, they're no not tact. They're trying really hard to hide it, but it's like, I mean, you guys are all from, your characters are all from a small town. You know exactly the look they're giving you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel uncomfortable? I thought they'd be friendlier.
Because I think we're all, are we all some sort of minority?
Yeah, it's kind of that. And also, like, you except have, like, Preston, a lizard and a mechanical horse.
Yeah. I don't think we should, like, hang out in this town too much.
What? What are you all staring at? Have you not seen a horse before?
I don't think that's the issue, Preston.
Oh, it's my staff, is it?
Actually, probably.
Oh, this bad boy?
As you guys are walking through the town, no one's stopping you or really saying anything rude. Like, if you pass people, they, like, say hi, but, like, it's, you know, you just feel it. There's a couple things. You see the Tavern and Inn. It says all out of ale with a question mark. You see, as you pass through, like, the town square, you see David's General Store. You see the Right Clank. You see a stable called Hitch and Hop. There's also a little farmer's market happening. Yeah, and the fancy guardhouse that you passed. So,
I mean, do we want to save the shopping for after we kill Jason?
Or yeah, they might give us a discount.
Yeah, after they see what we could do, they'll definitely be like, oh, these guys ain't fucking around.
That's fair.
Yeah, and as you're walking, you pass by like a adventurer's notice board, and on there it says Jason for mayor.
That's obviously a typo, right? Someone's like making a joke.
No, nope, right, right, Scott? That sounds about right.
Is he like a politician, or is he?
He's like, just a stupidly charismatic asshole.
I see. So a politician.
The type, yeah.
Dex etches sucks wee wees next to the name Jason.
Okay.
Dex, we're gonna get you in trouble.
I'll take care of it. I rip it down and I heat up my staff just enough for like a corner of the paper to catch on fire.
Oh, baby.
Okay, roll me a stealth.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even care. I have my real dice this time, baby. Oh, he also rolled. That makes me less happy. Okay. All right. That's a number that isn't terrible.
Stealth is plus dexterity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 15.
Let's go.
Oh, nice.
I got a natural 20 plus 8.
All right. That's fine, too.
You see, as you do that, it burns. It's successful. You hear some like spurs walk up to you, and you all turn to see a peacekeeper. You see basically a fantasy cop approaches you guys.
Oh, fuck.
And she has her hair in a ponytail, and like a side of her face is all like cybernetic, but like this version of cybernetic, so it's like gears and like weird magical veins.
Whoa. And that's badass.
And she has like her hand on her like hand crossbow as she approaches you. She says, "Hey, what are you doing over here? What are we doing?"
Oh, Preston, come on, we gotta get your heat under control, buddy. We gotta figure that stuff out, officer. Oh, I'm sorry, so sorry. Mere accident.
See, I'm new to this thing. It's a little temperamental, you know. It's like when you get a new car and you don't. I mean, it's like when you get. I'm gonna shut up now.
We were just admiring the mayor poster that you guys had, and then that accidentally happened. I'm so sorry. I can pay for a new one if that's how that works.
Oh, that said mayor. Well, see, I can't read, so that's you know.
Yeah, why are you even over there?
I came from a poor family,
ma'am. What's your name, Miss Peacekeeper?
Officer Knott.
Okay, Officer Knott.
Officer Knott, what?
Truth be told.
Hey.
Hey. These two are just nervous. You know, law enforcement, y'all get a real bad rap. And, like, you can tell Dex is, like, biting his tongue. He's like, and I know. No. Y'all, there are some good people in the force. I've been to a barbecue once with a cop.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
If you see, someone had vandalized Jason's poster running for mayor.
It did say, like, likes wieners or something like that at the end of it.
I can't read, but I can tell what pictures, and that was a very flaccid penis.
And I'm not very adept in the arcane, so I asked my friend who is to dispose of that garbage. This portion of today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at NordVPN.
But Brandon, what's NordVPN?
I am glad you asked. NordVPN is the most secure, fastest, safest, and easiest to use VPN on the market.
Is it easy enough for me to use on my cellular device that I use in the hole that I live in? Because I haven't heard of NordVPN.
With a single click, baby.
Oh, love it.
Did you know that every single website that you visit has full access to your IP address and your internet service provider?
I feel violated.
You should, because a lot of these websites are doing that without you even knowing. But do not wander off into the wild, wild west of the internet without your six shooter on your hip, baby. That six shooter being NordVPN. They will keep you covered and protected, and it's the fastest VPN on the market. It won't even slow down your browsing.
Huh. That's pretty useful. I got pretty slow internet. I don't want a VPN slowing it down, so that's some good shit.
But you see, Luke, that's not all it does. Did you know that Netflix catalogs available in Canada and the United States have the joint lowest average IMDb score of only 6.95?
What does that mean?
That means our movies suck here for Netflix.
Damn.
Netflix isn't really getting the best movies for the US and Canada audience. But South Korea has 109 Oscar-winning films in its Netflix catalog. And you can have full access to those by using a VPN and setting your search address from South Korea.
Huh. So I can basically get any of the shows or movies that I want to through one subscription and not having to pay for a ton.
Exactly.
Well, Brandon, where do we sign up?
That's the easiest part, buddy. You just click the link in the episode description and get started with NordVPN today. Don't wait. I'm looking at your IP address right now. It starts with a 3. Because Jason doesn't deserve that. Mm-hmm. But we do know how it looks.
Roll me a deception. I was going to give whoever's going to roll a disadvantage, but you just get a flat roll right now.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Because okay, well, that was hard for Dex to say. So I'll take away the disadvantage. Just a flat deception roll.
Okay, it's a 7 plus 10.
Oh,
so 17.
What'd they roll?
She rolled a 16 insight.
Oh my God.
She softens. She just goes, thank you, citizen. All right. Well, you know.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah. Jason had helped us build this whole thing over here. He really backs the blue, as he says. So
mm-hmm. when she says whole thing, sure does. She like gesture to anything, Nori?
She gestures to this two-story fancy guardhouse.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like this entire town. And I was like, how the fuck did he have time to do all this?
Putting that on the to destroy list.
He also owns the tavern now, too. I mean,
awesome. Oh, that's so great. Awesome.
I bet the name is really good, but I can't read, so I wouldn't know. He takes over
anything that he steps across.
He's so good at it, too.
Seems like a real stand-up fella.
You should tell us where he is, so we can shake his hand.
he's in the tents out of town. You just head that way. As she says that, you see walking out of the bar is, it looks like this must be like a waitress or something, but she's she's in like an 80s style outfit.
Oh my
no
God.
This is that's a cool era, Scott.
No.
She just like starts smoking a cigarette.
Dex headbutts the wall.
No, okay. We'll be on our way, officer. You have a good one.
All right.
I just love him so much.
Just go.
And she just walks away.
I know he ate his guts, but look, I kind of want to see the inside.
This sucks so bad.
No, but I kind of want to see the inside of that tavern now.
No.
What if it's all 80s things?
Preston, we are not allowed to go inside that tavern until...
You know how long it's been since I've seen any 80s references?
Since any 80s references? What are you talking about?
What you mean? I love 80s
references. Everything that we've been walking past other than the city has been neon.
Like a month ago, we watched some... like movie, some flashback in the 80s.
Yeah,
but see, I'm like hooked on it now. You know, see, it was like an introduction. I didn't know how cool the 80s.
Didn't know how cool the 80s was. That's such a Gen Z thing to say, and I love it.
Have you guys heard of this band called Journey?
Guys, I really like this song. When they say something like go their separate ways and it goes bum bum.
My toxic trait is I don't get mad, I just get excited to talk about stuff.
We can kill Jason and then make up a bunch of bullshit propaganda about how he was a liberal lover or some shit.
And then we can check out the Coyote Tavern. A bad dude. You know, I don't think we have to lie. I think the evidence is pretty apparent.
Liberals too far.
What experience in this town? I don't know.
I just don't know if we have to make it political. I think he's just genuinely a bad dude.
He's just genuinely a bad dude.
I'm on the side of humanitarianism.
All I know is I walked by one of the guys and they mentioned something about Texas. So he brought that shit here.
I bet he's not even paying these farmers a proper wage for the...
We can enjoy it properly later.
Oh, my God. So where are we going? What are we doing?
Let me roll.
What?
Okay. Yeah, no, let's just go to the dairy farm now.
The dairy farm?
I thought we were going to his tent.
I thought we were going to clear out the dairy farm so we could find him there.
Yeah. That's it. Wait. Hey, Scott. Do you have Misty Step? Do you know that spell?
I don't think I do.
I have it.
Preston does?
I can. If I concentrate real hard, I could be in one place at one point and then another place like really quick after. I thought I just ran really fast. I just didn't know it.
Oh, shit.
Well, because it's like in the name, you know, it's like Misty Step.
Okay. Here's an idea. What if after we clear out the farm, you go to the tents to call him out?
What, me?
Me?
Scott.
Do you mean Scott? Oh.
Sure.
But... You don't go in his tent. Just get him to come out. Get him mad. Get him to chase you.
Wait. I have a better idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, Scott, unless you want to be there in person, I can just make a fake you and have him sound and look and act just like you. But you won't be in any danger.
No, I can do it. I can do it. It's no big deal.
And I mean, if he gets too close, you know, we could Misty Step in, grab you, Misty Step out.
It's true. We could do that. Yeah,
I'll have like a, I'll shoot a starry bolt into the air, and that'll be a signal.
Is that what you want?
Yeah,
because I mean, I'm just throwing out suggestions. This is totally your.
That works. That works. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Doesn't even matter what I want. We need him dead.
As a doornail. Sorry, so, nerves.
No, you're good. Let's go talk to some cows.
Yeah, let's.
You might have to be doing the. Oh.
I'll do the talking. You guys do the persuading.
I just want to pet one, to be completely honest. It's been so long since I've been able to pet an animal that hasn't tried to kill me. I say that in front of Ember.
Yeah, while riding a horse.
Of course, Ember, you're not like an animal. You're like one of my best friends.
I cast Speak with Animals to see what Ember says.
Fuck.
What did you say to Ember? I'm sorry.
I was like, Preston was like, it's been so long since I've been able to pet an animal that hasn't tried to kill me. And I say that right in front of Ember.
You see Ember goes, that's me saying.
No, Ember, you're like one of my best friends. They're not just an animal.
Roll a persuasion with disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Disadvantage because I'm like translating for you.
Oh, okay. Thanks,
Scott. Having this conversation through Scott.
Well, okay. That is 12.
Okay.
Aw.
And you
see there we go.
I feed Ember an appy slice.
Just an appy slice.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, canonically I said it, not Preston.
So you guys are heading towards a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And you see milking a cow. You see a green little guy.
Oh.
Yeah, you see a green little guy in a farmer's outfit. Just milking away.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Randall Gangreen. Thank you, Kirchu, for the submission.
Oh, let's go. We're getting submissions. Thank you, Kirchu. Sorry, what was that? Randall Gangreen?
Yeah, my name's Randall Gangreen. He starts doing a little jig. I'm a dairy farmer.
He looks Mr. like Randall. Just like a little green human.
Oh.
Not even like a goblin, just a little like...
He's just a little green guy.
Just a little green guy.
Oh.
This your dairy farm here, I take it?
Yeah. Me and my wife.
Pause
for a name.
Oh, her name's also Randall Gangreen. And you see a direct copy of that person walks out, but they have tits.
Does that get confusing?
Oh. You guys make a lovely couple.
Thanks.
Just keeps jigging.
I pull out 100 gold coins.
Oh! What do you want me to do?
Is for you. Oh. If you'd be willing to let us use your pasture for a little bit.
Oh.
Your cattle and stuff will be just fine. You'll have freshly grown grass and wheat and all that after we're done. We just need to occupy this area for a little bit.
Why?
I hand him another 100 and it's like, this is all yours if you don't ask any more questions.
Okay. And they just both leave.
Yes.
There we go. They're just jigging. As they're going, they just give it a little.
That was easy.
Yeah, we just fucking loaded them up for like life. They are so unbelievably rich now.
God, you see, them. you hear where they go. Oh, you see the feminine Randall turns on and goes, "Oh, little Kirchu, get over here!" And you see just the cutest little boy runs out, also dancing.
I figured we save some time and avoid any long-winded explanations of how we're about to go kill the patriarch of this town.
I still have Speak with Animals locked and loaded, so in animal speak, which to anybody else listening just sounds like fucking the Animal Crossing. to the cows, they hear, "Hey, if you don't want to die, get out of here. Come back tomorrow."
What's death?
You might have to be a little more specific. I mean, I do understand what you're saying.
Do you want
to
have owies forever?
No.
Then go somewhere else for today and then come back here tomorrow and you'll have fresh food.
Okay. They go to the barn.
This is all working out pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, hopefully the fight will be just as easy.
Oh, speaking of which, one last thing. Uh-huh. And Dex like takes his index finger and middle finger on his right hand, kisses it, and then makes the sign of the cross over Scott and casts Death Ward.
Whoa, that's metal as hell.
And as he does that, Scott feels just rejuvenated. Like it's like adrenaline just got pumped straight into him.
He's already
touched a creature and grants it a measure of protection from death. The first time the target would drop to 0 hit points as a result of taking damage, the target instead drops to 1 hit point and the spell ends. If the spell is still in effect when the target is subjected to an effect that would kill it instantaneously without taking damage, like a power word kill, that effect is instead negated against like a target and the spell ends.
Mm.
So you get an extra life.
So Scott's blood pressure is already through the roof right now. Like, he's already heart pumping through his chest. That just gets slightly worse. And then his face gets red. And he's like, nothing's changed, but I feel like I could die. So
you could not. That's a good thing.
That's the thing I said. I said that before.
He said the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Before things kind of kick off, could we have a little bottle?
We can have a little bottle, yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you laugh?
Nothing.
Is this the way I said it?
You had to be there.
What's that even mean? We've been together for like...
I don't know. I'm just nervous.
We've been together for the past year. When did this happen? It's okay. It doesn't matter. Anyways, Is Nibs with us? Nibs and Michelle and
Kay. Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah, Michelle's there.
Okay.
You see Kathy's Kay. Actually she's sitting on your horse. Kathy's sitting on the horse and you see her eyes are like white. Like she must be like looking in a familiar or something.
Oh, that's ooh. like that she possessed. That is badass. Yeah, sick. Is she, can she like communicate with us? I imagine.
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe
she has
not.
To come back first.
Okay. Everyone huddle around Ember. We need Kathy included on this too.
Yeah.
Huddle around the horse. Do you wait for her to come back?
I mean, yeah, I could wait. We can just kind of shoot the shit. We can like.
She comes back and we're all just like patiently staring at her.
Yeah. Our hands are like folded together. Just like.
After like 5 minutes, she does come back. It sees everyone looking at her. Hello. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to interrupt all the bromance stuff. I sent my familiar out to get a look. He has a ton of barbarians and paladins and these things called Black Abishai.
I don't know what that is, but I don't like
they're
it.
They're like a devil.
Oh, good. Okay. Excellent.
So I think we'd best be careful if we're going to just run
this,
in.
That makes get this alone? Even...
I didn't see him. But
that's,
you know,
a little concerned. But I, you know, maybe he's just well hidden out of sight. Maybe that's all it is.
I mean, I don't know.
Or we kill all of his men.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, we are also.
What if? Hear me out. What if we set up something to distract them while we take out Jason? Like set the tents on fire or some shit.
Yeah.
That would hopefully keep them preoccupied.
I think that would work. But before we move on with plan burn Jason's tent to the ground, I do want to kind of rally the troops, so to speak.
Mechanically,
I want to use Inspiring Leader.
Yes.
But I am in the camp of Inspiring Leader where you have to give a speech.
Agreed.
Or like give a little pep talk.
You give that work. Fucking speech, baby.
You do it.
Give it to us.
Now, I know all of us here have sacrificed something to get to this point. I've lost something close to us. Something forever in our lives have changed, and not necessarily for the best. But what we do today in this pasture will only benefit ourselves and the people of this land in the long run. We all know that Jason is a cancer. And the best thing you can do with a cancer is cut it out at the source. Scott, you are going to be the surgeon here, but we are going to be your tools. We'll do whatever we need to do to support you to get to this.
This whole speech, Scott just looks very out of it. Like, not that he's not paying attention, but like, yeah, like he's out of body right now almost.
That's fair.
you're like going into Zen mode, pretty much. You're like
more like dissociating, I think is the word.
Oh, buddy. I still think you'd get the benefit.
Oh no. I wasn't saying that like as a refusal of the benefit. That's just where he's at right now.
Yeah, so you guys get 8 points equal to my level plus my charisma modifier, which is 15 plus 5. So you all get extra 20 hit points.
Hell yeah.
That sucks up to 6 friendly creatures.
Fuck yeah.
So you two, Kathy, Nibs, myself. We have one more.
And Michelle.
Oh, yeah, Michelle. Yeah, Michelle's got 20 more hit points. We'll see. Michelle's going to be the deciding factor.
You're a giant crab. Now she can fight. If need be.
That yeah. is true.
She has stats. I gave them to Dex.
Yep.
All right. How about this? Preston, you flank the other side of the tents. Start some commotion. Start some fire over there. While that's happening, I'll sneak into Jason's tent and have a little heart to heart with my stepdad.
Fun. any brave volunteers that want to get my back, so to speak, on this? Not that I'm afraid or anything, but never bad to have an extra set of eyeballs.
Well, I yes, wasn't given a job, so I'll go with you.
Okay, that works too.
Unless you had a different plan for Dex, Luke.
No, not at all.
Okay, cool.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so basically everyone's staying at the dairy farm except Scott, correct?
So what's like the layout? So like from the dairy farm to the tents, like what's the distance?
Like is Jason's opposite end of the tents from where we are right now?
So how I described it,
because if it is, then it would make a lot of sense for Scott to fly over while we attack from the front.
Yeah,
I will fly like, silently, baby.
I mean, like, you guys can see it because this is like flat land. But it's like half a mile, you know, like it's like half a mile, if that makes sense. So like
yeah
it's like a few hundred feet away from you guys right now.
Yeah, I think Scott's going to try to fly up high enough to where it would be hard to distinguish him from just, like, a bird.
Okay.
And then as soon as the action goes down and he sees people running towards fire, he's going to try and sneak into Jason's tent.
Cool. Okay. All right, so we'll do the other guys first.
Okay.
Are you bringing Michelle with you, or are you leaving Michelle with Nibs?
Yeah, I think Dex is going to crouch onto, like, one knee in front of Michelle. He's like, hey, baby, stay with Nibs and Kathy for a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
If anything happens, though, it gets hairy, hop onto Spirit and just go. I'll find you. And that goes for y'all, too, as well.
Okay, you don't want me to come with you? That was Kathy.
I mean,
that's not my call.
Where do you think you'd be most helpful, Kathy? You're more than capable of defending yourself, and even more capable of unleashing some havoc. I'd be happy to have you along with Dex and I. I think together we could be the vanguard and cause more than enough of a distraction to get Scott in there.
I mean, I feel like it's Nibs can protect Michelle. They can protect each other.
Yeah.
Nibs has a gun.
Right.
And you see, he goes, I got a gun.
He does have a... And his trigger
discipline is... I can also
do
spells.
His trigger discipline is quite astounding.
I mean, Nibs like, I'll be okay by over here with Michelle. Kathy's like, and most of the spells I have prepared are to assist, so I'll be either way I'd be good, but I figured you would need my help. But if you wish to do it yourself, that's fine.
No, I'd feel a lot better
if you had my back, Kathy.
Okay. Well, off we go. Blood and fire and all of that.
See you on the other side, Scott? Preston, like, reaches out to, like, grab him by the arm.
Huh? Yeah. See you on the other side, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
So as you're flying over, Scott, you notice a few things about the layout. You see like an open air mess hall, kind of like a beer tent almost, like you'd see in modern day. You see like a tent with a big cross on it, so it must be like the medical tent. You see five decently sized tents that look like a sleeping quarters. And another heavily guarded tent kind of in the middle of everything. There's a large tent as like it's almost as big as the main one. And it's stitched into it. It says man cave.
Okay. Yep, that's the one.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
Fucking hell.
But there.
Scott sees that one, rolls his eyes.
You do see the big one does have like a stitched in like red elephant with wings.
What the fuck?
So you do see those are, you know, big things going on. And you see a bunch of like they look like anti-paladins and like barbarians and like these weird like demon looking things walking around. A couple crocodiles for some reason,
and I just got like a shiver down my spine.
Yeah. A lot of mostly humans and stuff. So,
of course,
yeah,
yeah. Once things kick off, he's gonna head to the one that says "Man Cave" on it.
Okay, so where are you guys? You guys are going right into the front. You see right away. You see like these must be like the barracks. You see a bunch of people walking around. And are you sneaking? Or are you just walking?
Dex looks to Preston and he's like, "Should we?" Prestonheimer this shit?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Perfect. And as Preston says that, Dex gets this like this blood red aura coating his body, and it seems like his armor changes from like a heavier plate mail to like sleek leather, like a black leather, and he seems a little thinner than normal as he uses his channel divinity spell screamer. You could use your channel
Super
divinity.
Saiyan God.
Yeah.
I was going to do a Super Saiyan reference this episode, you jackass.
You can go blue. It's cooler. Whoa, there's more than one Super Saiyan.
Guys, come
it's okay.
on.
It's okay. I got it. I got it.
The biggest prank was that Preston was also going to go Super Saiyan.
You can use your channel divinity to sap arcane speed from your god, giving you the ability to treat a spell as an attack, replacing your extra attack feature with an extra spell, granting you the ability to cast two spells in one turn as long as the spell is a lower level than the first spell cast on said turn, or you use a physical attack and a spell on the same turn. This feature lasts for 1 minute and cannot be used again until after a long rest.
So broken.
Oh my god, yeah. Action economy who?
Bazinga.
Bazonga.
But yeah, Dex is going to put his hands out kind of closer to Preston so that if Preston wants to join in, he can. And you're going to see a fireball with these like black eldritch chains wrapped around it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I think I'll use my staff for this first one. So this is going to take up three charges of it.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Austin.
And my name is Anna.
And we are from the podcast Reading Isn't for Kids, a book club podcast where two grown adults read children's chapter books and sometimes comics.
Chapter books like Junie B. Jones,
Magic Treehouse,
Fear Street,
and the Walking Dead comics.
Right, which are slightly less childish than the other ones, but it's not like a kid should pick up and read any of these books anyway. Reading isn't for kids.
Silly kid. Reading's for adults.
I've been collecting my chapter books since I was a kid. I figured I'd put them to good use, besides letting them sit on the shelf, so if you'd like to head down a little nostalgia road with us as we dive into these classic children literature, join us.
Every other Saturday on the Encounter Co. Network. Do you want to say something to end it?
And if you have any old joke books, throw them out immediately.
I put my the edge of my staff up against, next to Dex's hands as it starts channeling this pyrokinetic energy towards his own magic, and it starts to fuse together into this abominable amalgamation of just almost forbidden magic. It feels like Preston gets the sense that this isn't normal, and he doesn't know if it's against the rules or not, but at this point he doesn't care because it feels good.
Okay, so all that happens. as you guys are walking up to this, you see a couple guys come out, and you see they walk up to it looks like a smoker, they're smoking meats. Flip it open, and they're one guy's in a loincloth, another's in plate mail, and then the third one that walks out is the strangest thing you've ever seen. It kind of looks like a dragon kind of, but it's smaller, and it's got these long hands. The horns kind of come down and wrap around its chin, and it has wings. Uh-huh. And it's just wearing a Kiss the Chef apron as it's walking up to get some of the smoked meat.
It's like a fairy dragon?
No, it's black, and there's blue ones. And I think I'm describing this well.
Wait, so they're draconic figures coming out of this tent?
Oh, fuck.
Kinda. It's a demon. It's not draconic.
Half dragon demon things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're cool. They're like D&D
demon
monsters.
Wings.
Yeah. They look not nice.
They look not. I mean, he's got the Kiss the Chef apron on, though. Have a night. Have
mean. Yeah, but that's funny.
It's like the intro cutscene in Helldivers 2 when the guy's just kind of strolling in his house and the fucking Terminid kills his wife.
No,
they're all just they're all just grilling and shit, and then fire.
Boom.
So you guys are casting spells or something? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're can we set it up to be a mortar?
That's fine. Yeah.
No, it's the fucking, what is it, purple in JJK?
Yeah.
Where it's just the ball that eats up everything and just plows through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys do that, and it just decimates two or three of these tents, just obliterating these dudes right there. I'm not going to roll for their stuff. It's fine. There's so many people. Scott, so you see that happen, and then people immediately start running towards them.
We cut back to about 10 minutes ago. Scott pulls Preston aside. Hey, can you do me a favor?
Of course, buddy. What's up?
He's shaking right now and has the most nervous, sweaty face ever. You got that minor illusion thing, right? Could you make me look not like I'm shitting my pants?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can do that. Preston snaps his fingers. And do you just want to look yourself and not?
I just want to look determined and emotionless and.
Oh, I want to do a thing, but I don't want it to fuck up Scott. I want to pretend to put it on you.
No,
oh, damn. No.
Okay, roll.
That's no, actually but really it's like good. I don't want to do it because it's I don't want it to fuck up your chance. I just want you to feel confident without needing.
Maybe you should I roll?
Yeah, why don't you roll disadvantage? Roll an insight with disadvantage.
What do I roll? Insight? Okay.
Insight with disadvantage. And if it's high, I'm going to have Preston roll something.
It's 16 plus.
What?
Preston, roll a deception.
Okay, I'm proficient in that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Unbeknownst to many people that I don't really roll deception checks much, Preston's a fucking good liar when he needs to be. Holy shit. 24.
God damn it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's gonna, you feel good about it, yeah.
It's going to, yeah, it's going to help. Appreciate it. Cross and then, like, buddy, very quickly and awkwardly, Scott just, like, bear hugs Preston really hard.
I hug him hard really back.
Okay. Thank you. And then flies off. We cut back to the present, and Scott is, like, still sweating profusely, but he has this, like, determined look on his face. And, like, a slight bit, maybe a bit more confidence than what he had before. He's going to try to silently and stealthily glide down to Jason's tent, to the man cave one.
So you fly into the man cave area, and this is what you see. You don't see him. Everyone's out of here that was in here because of the explosion that happened. Mm-hmm. You see a bar, a pool table, some darts, some foosball tables, and just like a bunch of naked pictures of women.
Oh my god.
You actually see there are two elven women sitting on a chair looking at like a magazine, and they're in a bikini, like they must have been dancing. Mm-hmm. Before you, they don't seem to notice you at all as you look in. They're like just like flipping through like a fantasy newspaper or something magazine.
Oh god.
So they don't seem to be in danger. They just look like it's like their job.
Yeah. So those are the only two people I see is the escorts.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't mean to say that with such like a condescending tone. Like
they're more like strippers, but yeah,
sex work is legit work.
It is legit work, but they're strippers. They're not.
Okay. Just okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I was misunderstanding the You're situation. Good. Scott's gonna fly in as like fast as he can, just bolt through the room, and then stop midair immediately above them, like trying to look menacingly and just be like, "You should go."
Roll intimidation with advantage.
It's an 8 minus 1, 7.
Oh, buddy. Oh,
no. I rolled a 4 and then an 8.
Little boy, are you even old enough to be in here?
Where's Jason?
Jason?
The Crimson Stallion Elephant, his name is.
He's over in the other tent over there, and that you see, they point to the big one,
to the
elephant tent. Yeah,
son of a. He just frustratedly walks out with like a beat red face, like a little kid who just got told no. He can't ride this ride because he's too short. That's the energy he has, just like pout walking out of here.
Okay, yeah. You see, there's like the flaps open. It's not locked or anything, so.
I head in.
Yeah.
As
you head in, you see the following. The first thing you notice is there is an elephant in this room, and it has wings, and it is completely red.
Of course he is.
And it's just like laying down, like it's just sleeping. And what the listeners notice, you recognize this person right away, except they look like more buff because they must have been lifting weights or something. But you see this infuriatingly handsome man in his 60s, a short salt and pepper beard, brown hair, just this immaculate jawline. He's dressed in like the Sunday best version of this universe. So kind of like, almost kind of like the Baron, except less like flashy, more church Sunday. He has like these weird reader glasses on, and he's just like sitting on his bed, and there's a couple elven women like sitting next to him, and he doesn't seem to even notice you when you walk in. Like, he's just like reading a scroll. He doesn't notice you when you walk in.
I step past the sleeping elephant in the room, and I just walk up to him.
Yeah, as you get closer, he looks up, and he you see a look of surprise on his face and confusion for a second. Instantly gone, just back with the confidence you've seen before. See, he stands up very quick, pocketing his readers, and he goes, "Well, oh, well, hello there, Summer. How you doing?"
Oh fuck!
I was hoping you'd bring your friends, but
shut up.
You're good enough.
Shut up! Oh, shut up!
Oh. Oh.
You call me that name again and I will kill you. I swear to God, don't give me another fucking reason on the top of the list that you've already given me.
Oh my, you still got that tongue, huh?
It is Scott.
Oh God. That's not what your mother named you.
That's the name my actual dad picked for me.
You see, he rolls his eyes. Well, who came back and who didn't?
What are you doing here? Like, why are you here?
What am I doing? I'm here for my family. I'm here. Marvin promised he'd cure you for me.
I'm sorry?
I know you got a sickness, and I'm here to help you. Your mother won't say it, but she's been mourning the loss of her daughter.
Scott is just white. Nothing but rage is just pumping through him at this point. I honestly thought we might be able to talk.
I thought
you might be able to give me a single reason to keep you alive.
Oh.
I am what I am. Call it a sickness if you want. It doesn't make you better than me.
I was curious why my friend didn't come back. I sent him to bring you to me. I told him to kill your friends and then bring you to me.
Oh, the Death Knight? No, I beat the shit out of him.
Oh, well, hey, maybe you're more like me than you think.
The fuck are you talking about?
Well, when reporters get a little nosy... People fall all the time. Accidents do happen.
What the fuck are you implying right now?
Well, yeah, hell, I mean, shit. Excuse me, Lord. Summer, you're not going to remember any of this anyway once
Scott,
I get my way.
For fuck's sake, are you that big of a dumbass to not remember my name?
Ah, well. You see.
Oh, you're going to get pissy about it now? What, you're going to be a little snowflake? You can't handle gender politics?
You know who was a fucking snowflake? Your father. But you know who didn't fall like a snowflake? Your father. My father had everything and I got nothing, but look what I got now. The Chinese government don't look too much into foreigners.
Scott feels like he's about to puke right now. I really thought there might have been a chance that you would say or do something here that might make me think keeping you alive would be a good idea. Tell me you are not implying what I think you're implying right now.
What am I implying? You said you're smart, right?
That you did it?
I did what?
That you killed him?
Well, technically the fall did.
Scott rushes him.
See, he smiles when you do.
Oh, I hate it. I feel like we made a grave error.
I do the same thing I did with the strippers. I just rush up to him and try this same stupid, lame intimidation tactic again to where I just stop feet away from him and hover above him.
I guess I kind of do see the angel your mother always talked about.
after I'm done with you. You're not going to see anything. Just hell. If that exists. For your sake, I really fucking hope it does.
Come on. What are you going to do against me? By yourself?
I can do a whole lot more than you think. And Scott is going to grab him by the throat and try to fly him out of here.
Okay, roll strength.
Fucking hell. Okay, hang on. Okay. That is a 15.
I rolled a natural 20.
Fucking hell.
My God.
You grab his throat and begin to fly up. He doesn't budge and grabs your wrist and just kind of like pulls you down, like kind of twists your wrist, so you lose concentration on flying and kind of like not fall in front of him, but like stumble, you know what I mean?
Nah, sweetie, come on. I mean, I mean, if it comes to it, I can just bring you back, it's fine. But I really don't want to have to kill you. Your mother would be upset.
Oh, now you're worried about what would make her upset.
Well, I do love her. I mean, that's why I did everything.
The bruises, sure. The shouting, sure. Too big of a fucking pansy to just handle your emotions.
Well, you women should know your place.
What fucked up world do you live in?
I live in America.
If Jason will let him, that Scott like lets go and tries to like pull back.
Yeah.
All right.
He didn't bruise you either, by the way.
No. He never has. He saved that for other people.
It's also not a good place to bruise someone. It's very visible.
So we can continue if you want, or...
And you hear the elephant kind of is awake now.
Or you could go get your friends, and we could do this proper-like. Because what, you gonna kill me? I'm beloved in this town. Everybody loves this handsome face.
I'm gonna beat your ass in the most nerdy, queer, embarrassing way possible. See, I couldn't do anything to you just now because, well, and what? A very nervous grin goes over his face because what you're seeing now is my normal state.
Oh my God.
And then Scott goes into starry form. His hair spikes up. You see the constellations go over him. This is a super Scott. And then he forms the constellation of a dragon over his chest. Is a super Scott who has advantage against con saving throws. And this is to go further beyond. And he's going to cast Guardian of Nature on himself with the starry form active.
Okay.
Oh shit.
You see, he goes the Super Saiyan 4 equivalent of an owl beast.
Holy shit. He's got like
the armored feathering going across all of his muscles. The wings spanned out even further. He's got like long feathering that goes across his jawline, almost making a beard, but like, shit, what's it called? The
sideburns?
The sideburns just like fan out like this owl's face, just like trying to look more and more intimidating. He gets a little bit of a beak growing on his nose, and his eyebrows disappear because they have to, obviously.
Yeah.
And the hair kind of spikes back with like large feathers going back.
As you do that, you see just a look of disgust pours over Jason.
Yeah, you like that? And then he puts a single hand straight up to the sky and blasts a guiding bolt.
That's the signal!
Okay. And Dex puts two fingers to his forehead and instant transmissions over to Scott.
Does it bring the other two people with you?
He puts a hand on Preston's shoulder and does it. It's like Sandra's Misty Step, buddy. Yeah.
I mean, they both know Misty Steps, so they can both cast it.
Yeah.
Let me. Did I give it to Kathy? I can't remember.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy.
Oh.
Fuck it.
I can't remember. I didn't, but she would have time to change it because she's a wizard.
No, wizard.
Yeah, I'll say we plan that out ahead of time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because so you guys, our characters are smarter than we are.
You do that as like these guys are running, like they're gonna fucking kill you. They're running at you, and you just kind of teleport right to the front of it.
Oh wait, can I make a reference?
Sure. I got a thing I'm gonna end it on too, though. So,
hell yeah.
As Dex feels that him and Preston are about to cast Misty Step, he just shouts, "Smoke bomb!" and throws nothing at the ground and puts his fingers to his forehead and he's gone.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are, you like open the flap and you see these three things. Actually, two elven half-naked women run past you. And
what
you,
the fuck did Scott do?
And you see Jason immediately like looks to the commotion and goes, "Oh, look, Summer, your queer little fucking friends are here. Let's go." And he like fucking like rips his shirt and he has his rippling muscles.
Oh my god, I fucking hate this.
Jesus Christ.
The encounter table, Marvin's game, is Jola Joyce as Preston Adelin, Luke Godfrey as Scott Travis, myself, Brandon Hall, as Dex Turner, and our DM is Austin Norton. If you would like to support this show in the absolute best way possible, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/theencountertablepod or just hit the link in the episode description. If you do head over to our Patreon, it is extremely appreciated. But not just that, you get loads of bonus content and exclusive goodies, as well as the right to be just as cool as Callie Berthold, Ace of Cards, Kara Christensen, Lazarus, and Liz Perez. Thank you all so very, very much. You are truly making some dreams come true. You can check out all of our social media links in the episode description below. But without further ado, The Encounter Table, Marvin's Game, Episode 44, Step Patricide, comes out May 1st, wherever you get your podcast fix. All right, thanks, everyone. God bless. Love you.
I was going to do one review, but I think I want to do this other one instead.
Sorry, that guy that reviewed first and thought it was going to get red, but then Brandon was like, nuh-uh, and changed.
Now you got blue.
Get gooned.
Get gooned on.
Get blue balled.